Welcome to our journeys through lockdown. We're delighted to have three people sharing their stories throughout the evening, and we do hope that you are encouraged and also challenged by what you hear. So let's get going. Well, it's great to have Claire Castles today. And Claire, just tell us a wee bit about the last lockdown and your experiences of it.
Okay, big question. The last lockdown, I suppose, came as a shock for everybody. But I'm a nurse, so my normal work is in outpatients departments and theatres, really. So I suppose the biggest change to me was in that role, because we found ourselves redeployed. So we were asked, would we be willing to go and work elsewhere? And it was good because the trust was super prepared, obviously, for what was ahead, and they were trying to put preparations in place. So I found myself up on 5A in the Ulster, which was a COVID ward, actually.
So what was it like walking up to the COVID wards then, Claire, in the early days where people really didn't know anything about this virus?
We didn't really know anything about the virus. And you know, looking back, even the PPE and the equipment and the things we were wearing and donning, it was all just so new to everybody. And it took us so long to put all the equipment on before going into a patient. And I suppose it was just a wee bit of trepidation and a bit of anxiety. I haven't worked in the ward for years, so there's a wee bit of, well, I remember what to do. And that, but it was, I know the girls on the ward were super fearful. You know, they definitely were very fearful and had sort of high levels of anxiety, and certainly probably still do. It was quite emotional now for me being back on the ward and having relationships with people and their families and patients. And like, there was happy times and sad times throughout that, which.
Yeah, so as a Christian, Claire, how did you bring your faith into that? Obviously the fear, what was God teaching you, or what were you learning during that?
Well, it was just, it's funny when your faith hits the road in those situations, your faith or the truth and what you know about God hits real life and the situations. We do have a hope and a security, I suppose, in our hope and our future. And it's recognizing that and realizing that even though we like to be in control and like to plan, our plans don't always work out the way we want them. And God, despite it all, is in control and he's sovereign. And I think as a Christian, that freed me up to not have the fear and anxiety to the level maybe the other girls had it. That didn't have a Christian faith, certainly. Because our hope and our security isn't in this world and God's in control. So what do we have to fear, really?
Yeah, no, that's very helpful, Claire. And tell us about the rest of lockdown. Was there any major life situations that happened, Claire?
Well, I happened to turn the big 4-0.
Very good.
I know I only look about 20, but I feel about 90 some days. I turned the big 4-0. So that was obviously quite weird, because that was the time of the major lockdown. Nobody was allowed in your house. So Dave, however, did bake me a cake. So I learned that he had those skills. So I had that, and then that actually gave me the opportunity for a really positive outcome of lockdown. So my friend for my birthday had got me 40 little things, a little thing every day, a gift or an experience. So she sent, she was struggling by like the 30th or 40th day, because I'm so old, to find things for every day. So she said, she was talking this over with a girl, Catherine, that lives in Ballyhalbert, and she'd said, I'm really struggling to find something. And Catherine says, well, Claire loves running. I'll go and run a half marathon with her, and that can be your surprise for the day. It's what nice friends I have, you see.
Sounds like a brilliant birthday present.
That's what I was thinking when they opened the door. So I'd only met Catherine really once before. So on the course of that run, she was just talking about Christian faith about 2 miles into it. And she was saying, look, you know, my Sharon and you and the other people down here that I know are Christians have a hope and peace and contentment that I don't have, and I'd love it, but I just can't believe or take that step in faith because of too many questions. So I said, well, sure, use this 13 mile run and fire out your questions on the way around. So all the usual questions that, you know, people ask, where did God come from, and about, you know, why is there different denominations, and who is, you know, is Allah right? How do you know God's right and the way of Allah is wrong? And so it answered as best as it could. And it just, we left the run and said at the end of it, look, if you want to read through the Bible, it's the biggest question you're ever going to answer in your life is God real or not? And do you believe it? And it's of utmost importance. So I said, there's no harm in reading the Bible. If you want to read it, I'm happy to do it with you, but certainly even read it on your own. So left it at that, wasn't really sure I'd ever hear from her. The next week she'd text to come around for a cup of tea, and I went around to sit with her Bible. So that was the start of a journey with her. And then about 2 months reading through the Bible, she became a Christian.
That's wonderful, Claire. That's so encouraging to see God at work during lockdown and through your personal relationships, God using you in that way. How has her journey of faith gone, and even given other opportunities?
She's so encouraging, and she's been such, she's really convicted me, even about just renew my zeal for God, because so far she's read through, believe it or not, 13 books of the Bible. So like nearly every single night she's just reading and wanting to learn more. She's bought her about 3 or 4 of her friends' Bibles who aren't Christians. And she's currently reading her kids' Bible stories at nights. So just a real desire. She's a real desire to see her husband saved, Joe. So just if anybody is listening, if they really pray for him, because I mean, he's been at church a few times, as you know, but he's listening the Bible online, but he's just not ready to make the commitment.
And tell us about her baptism even, Claire, too.
Well, it was a bit, because it was in the lockdown, it was a bit awkward as to where you could do it or anything, but we had just started cold water swimming, which is another story in itself. I think nearly everybody in Northern Ireland started it. But there was the wee swimming group, and we thought, well, you're allowed to meet, you know, outside for purposes. And she came to us and she said, look, I've been reading the Bible. I hadn't mentioned baptism or gone through that with her yet. And she said, I've been reading the Bible, and I really feel I should be baptized, and this is why, and this is what it says. So we said, okay, well, you know, we'll when churches are open and that again. She goes, no, I want to do it now as soon as I can. Can we do it next week in the sea? Because God's commanded us to do it. So we were like, well, okay, let us see. We just went down to the harbour in Ballyhalbert, and she'd invited all her unsaved friends and the swimming group that we go swimming with. So I suppose it's one of the first baptisms I've been at where there was probably more non-Christians there than Christians, which was amazing to see. And her dad and mum, her dad, who was a wee bit resistant, he wasn't going to come, turned up on the day. So she was really pleased about that. But such a witness to the community, you know, just to the community down there is brilliant.
Yeah, no, that's so good to hear, Claire. And going back to entering into a new lockdown now, or we're currently there, what did you learn in the last one, even about giving thanks to God, that you're trying to bring through into this new year? And obviously pressures on the NHS, pressures on yourself are high. What have you learned even from the past lockdown that you're hoping to bring into this next one?
Well, I think I learned a lot. I learned that we're definitely not in control of things, and that in every situation, I know the Bible commands you in every circumstance give thanks, but when, you know, things do upend in your life or thing, it's not as easy. Sometimes it doesn't feel easy to look and give thanks. But there's always things to be thankful for, I think is what I've learned. You know, so some days personally, whenever I'm feeling a wee bit down, or I wake up and I just feel a wee bit anxious or not in form, I will just go for a run. I think everybody who knows me probably knows that. So, and those days when I'm just not feeling 100% or I'm feeling a bit down or anxious or fearful, I say I'm going to start out and pray to God and see thank him for the things I'm thankful for. And I always think to myself in my head, I'm going to manage about 2 or 3 steps in here, and that's going to be my thanks bit done for my prayer. But actually when I start, sometimes before I know it, I've ran 5 miles I'm still going. But I think basic things that we can thank him for every day are just like provision of food, our health. So sometimes I literally start out my run and I'll be like, God, I thank you I have legs that I can run and lungs that will carry me. And I thank you for my physical health. And then, you know, your family, friendships. And then you just see like a lovely sunrise or like nature. And then you start thanking them for all those things. And then just even who God is. Do his faithfulness. Like I was reading through Hebrews in lockdown and Hebrews 11, you know, about the witnesses of the people that have gone before. Like God has provided, we have testament of that right throughout the Bible, of his provision in hard circumstances, in difficulty. And he's always pulled through, you know, his people through. He's always been there for them. He's never let people down. I think that just gives us such hope and confidence that, you know, no matter what lies in this world lies ahead for us, our hope and our future secure. And that should enable us to live with joy and peace and be light and salt, you know, to the world around us, which I think is sometimes hard if you're constantly listening to the news and being fearful. So I did set out a few wee tips for myself now.
Share all of your tips, Claire. Just don't tell us that we have to run a half marathon every day, but share some of your other tips, that'll be great.
Well, no, I find the news in the first lockdown was not creating fear and anxiety. It was giving me like a bit of unease. I was listening to it every night, probably for longer times. So I just thought to myself, that is doing me no good. I would be better spending even 5 minutes in my Bible or 10 minutes than listening to an hour of the news. So I thought, you know, I'm going to limit myself and look up the newest guidance once a week and tap on the news headlines, you know, maybe twice a week, type in and see BBC News and read the headlines and then just park it after that. And then for me, I think exercise and definitely being outdoors in the fresh air just helped headspace. You know, it helps you process your thoughts. You're just on your own with yourself and you can listen to podcasts or music. Quite often I just run with my own thoughts and, you know, you work out or process things or pray. Just away from all the distractions that life has. And then I think just the importance of, I suppose, meditating on God's word as well. And, you know, making sure that you read that and you're filling your mind with the truths, because that is where our hope and confidence comes from, is knowing God's truths and knowing him more, I suppose. And then the other thing, which everybody who knows me also knows, is vitamin D, because you don't get any vitamin D in the winter over here at all from the sun. So wee bit of vitamin D spray or tablet.
You certainly don't get it down in Ballyhalbert, Claire. Those have been such helpful sort of common grace and also God's grace tips, Claire. And thank you for sharing today. Thank you for sharing so openly and honestly, and thank you for all that you're doing on the front lines, in the wards, and in the hospitals. Well, Campbell, thanks for joining us today. And if you would be happy just to share a little bit about life during the last lockdown for you.
Okay, well, I've been very aware during this last lockdown that there are families with children who are homeschooling, workers furloughed, elderly folk not visited and challenged by loneliness and lack of supplies, perhaps. But it hasn't been much of a challenge for me at all. I've been able throughout to do my own shopping, although in the early stages, two very lovely ladies from the church brought me some shopping, which was very acceptable. But I'm a keen DIYer, and I have a certain, I suppose, reputation for being reasonably good at it. I don't want to blow my own trumpet. But I've done a lot of work around the house and in the garden in those days, back in March, April, when the weather was reasonable. Did a fair bit of walking. And when lockdown eased a little bit, I kind of formed a bubble with Sam Wark and developed something of a legendary can-do partnership and did all sorts of stuff with, like, I mean, for example, we rebuilt a shed, we constructed another one from scratch, we built a 20 meter fence 6 foot high for one of my neighbors, we painted another neighbor's bungalow, we built raised beds, we laid a patio, and many other little projects. We were never idle, Sam and I. We really enjoyed it. And all the while, of course, Johnny was spoon-feeding us gently day by day on a Zoom call, teaching us the scriptures, which was really good. So all in all, it was quite a novelty and, I suppose, enjoyable in a perverse sort of way.
Well, Campbell, you're probably going to get a few requests now for sheds and fences coming from folks from the church. Obviously, with Naomi in the care home, how do you find that experience during the lockdown, Campbell?
That has been really unsatisfactory, because when I have been able to visit, And currently I haven't seen her for about 6 weeks. But when I have been able to visit, of course, it's either standing outside a patio door while she's inside behind a screen, or occasionally if the weather's really bad, they will let us into the room, still behind the screen. You know, Naomi has, you probably know, you've seen her yourself, you've been there. Her communication skills are completely gone. So it's not possible to hold any sort of a conversation. I do try to hold a one-sided conversation, but it's totally unsatisfactory.
Yeah. No, so lockdown has challenges, and yet you're able to use the time wisely, Campbell. As we anticipate this new lockdown, Campbell, reflecting on the previous 9 months or so, is there anything that you have learnt about trusting God in the past that you hope to bring through to the future and even can encourage others with?
Well, I've always had a very strong faith and trust in God. I came to faith in January 1958, almost exactly 63 years ago yesterday, as a 15-year-old. So I've had a lot of practice in trusting God. Maybe 10 years later, July 68, there's a pair of 25-year-olds, Naomi and I, with two small girls, aged 1 and 2, went to England. I'd only been in England a handful of times before that. I took on a management role over some Yorkshire people, and they made me welcome, and I felt very at home there. But nevertheless, our resourcefulness was tested and continued to be tested for the next 46 years in different parts of England, but not ever found wanting. And I reckon that is because of the sure foundation of our shared faith in God. We had good, godly parents, all four of them, but they didn't hold our hands. We were on our own with God. We quickly learned to trust, and it has remained strong.
Great. Anne Campbell, as you think about the last lockdown as well, and obviously trying to thank God as well, and just trying to cultivate that heart of thankfulness, going into this next lockdown, there's a lot that we can and probably do complain about. What have you learned about trying to be thankful in all circumstances?
Well, I thank God every day, Keith, for health and strength, soundness of mind, food on the table, a lovely place to live, God's loving kindness and tender mercy. And above all, perhaps, my sonship. Being a son of God bestows an inheritance that will never fade away. I thank God every day for that.
Well, that's so helpful, Campbell. And even I remember your Christmas video as well, your eternal perspective on things seems to be so helpful and so contrary to many of us at times. And I think something that I've certainly learned from interviewing you and hearing from you at different times, your long-term view to eternity and to all that's done.
Well, I want to kind of come on to that in answer to the next question. But yes, I do have a long-term view. I have a tremendous awe of God and his all-powerfulness. The fact that he has controlled not only this earth, but the whole cosmos that surrounds it. That's just not possible to comprehend what that means. But I do try.
Hmm. So how is that, as you go on to the final question here, Campbell, about Anything else to share? Have you anything just to share as we conclude this short and sharp interview?
Well, you know, you've asked me, have I learned any lessons over the last lockdown, which I could take into this ongoing lockdown? You know, during the last lockdown, you know, time was going on. It was stretching out in front of us. Nothing was being managed properly. It wasn't going away. The virus was still there. It was becoming stronger. What was God doing? So with that in mind, I suppose I became more and more reliant on the scriptures. And I can't emphasize strongly enough that we should read the scriptures every day, study them, dissect them, learn from them, follow them. Remembering what Paul said to young Timothy in chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's sound advice.
And Campbell, practically, how do you read the Bible every day? Do you follow plans in the mornings or evenings?
Yeah, I follow a plan in the morning, two plans actually. I read the Our Daily Bread every day and follow their reading plan. And I also listen to United Christian Broadcasters webcast every day, which is very, very useful indeed. And I try to do that as early in the morning as I can. And of course, spend a bit of time in prayer. But I wanted to go on and talk about how much of the, what particular scripture I kind of rely on. Obviously, a lot of it, but one particular verse keeps jumping out to me in these uncertain days. You know, Psalm 139, verse 16, I've probably mentioned this to you before, and I've always been really, I really love the King James Version of the Bible, but it's not always that helpful. And in this particular instance, it's pretty confusing. I'll just read Psalm 139, verse 16 from the King James Version says, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them." What does that mean? Well, I really love the New International Version of that verse, which says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." All the days, that's today. Tomorrow, all the days. If I can just paraphrase that and perhaps say what I think is God's promise to me. He says, "I knew you before you were born. Every day of your life is known to me. I think about you more than you know. Don't worry. You are safe in my hands." That's what Almighty God says.
Well, Campbell, that is very powerful and very helpful. And I see in your life somebody who not only can say that, but really does believe it. And through your actions, that comes across. So thank you for living in light of the reality of those verses and for all you do to encourage people, help people, support people in these days.
Thanks, Keith.
Well, it's great to have Angela join us today. And Angela, just tell us, what was life like for you in the last major lockdown, last March to the summer?
It sounds awful that I'm going to say this, but it seemed quite easy. We're quite a busy family. So it kind of felt like we were being given a bit of a novelty, a bit of a break from the rat race. I'm not going to lie, like things like my business was closed. I'm a close contact business. My husband was furloughed. My son was off and we were homeschooling, but we tried to keep a structure to our day and doing homeschooling. And then in the afternoons, it was fun. We were doing activities, exercise, learning new ways of doing things. And I suppose even keeping in contact with family and making sure that they had the right things that they needed. So for us, it kind of felt like a novelty, a break. Quality time as a family. It wasn't without its pressures though. Obviously you were thinking about finances, you were thinking about your business, and then we lost a dear aunt who's actually known as a granny to Daniel due to COVID. She was in a home in the North Coast and she passed away, and at that time only 5 people were allowed to go to a funeral. So it wasn't without its hardships.
Yeah, so the full range of emotions from probably enjoying family time, enjoying the slower pace, enjoying the good weather, and yet the heartache and the pressures. As we anticipate another lockdown, what did you learn during the last one, even about trusting God that you are hoping to bring into the future and into this year, Hansel?
Well, for me, this is actually lockdown number 4 for my business. After that initial lockdown for everybody, I had a further 5 weeks and then 2 weeks and then now supposedly 6 weeks. I think from the last lockdown, I felt like I had already had a bit of training ground from a previous experience with an illness where I felt like a lot of things were stripped away during that time. And talking to friends, lockdown for them was a stripping away of all of the things that they couldn't normally do or how they did it. For me, I felt because I'd had that training ground, it had me in some ways prepared for lockdown, to be honest. I felt like I had to then walk out my faith. I had to actually lean on my faith. I had to trust my faith and trust the promises that God had given us in the Bible, which are very clear that He is with us, He never leaves us, that He will provide for us, that He knows the plan ahead, that He has actually the plan that we don't necessarily need to worry, that I can make plans, but ultimately He has the plan at hand. So I think it's so important, if I could say, that when we're on the mountaintops, we need to use those times wisely to prepare for the valleys. And for people, lockdown was a valley. And for me, yes, it was a valley in many ways, but I learned, as I said, from previous experience of a time where I felt like a lot was stripped away, to know that God is the only constant, that He ultimately is the person that will lead you through. He doesn't necessarily take a situation away, but He'll lead you through, that He is the same God in the valley as He is in the mountaintop. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That our circumstances out around us might look crazy, but He doesn't change.
No, that's so helpful, Angela, and ties in well to our Sunday morning series on God in the wilderness and just what is God doing during the wilderness or the valley experiences. Thank you for sharing. And in terms of giving thanks to God or cultivating a sort of heart of thankfulness, how have you sought to do that during the last lockdowns and as you anticipate 6 weeks and possibly beyond? How do you try to continue to give thanks in all circumstances?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not something that comes naturally. I think, like for me, it's so much easier to complain. It's so much easier to whinge. It's so much easier to look at the circumstances, but that's not what we're being called to do. We're being asked to give thanks in all situations, that you need to find the thing that you can give thanks for. There is something in every day that we can give thanks for. And so it's finding that it's a bit like what you're saying, we need to adopt and cultivate an attitude of being thankful. It doesn't come easy. So spending time in God's word, you need to make that time, because when you spend time with God and when you talk to him, that changes your heart, that changes your mind. You can't not read his word. You can't not spend time with God and then come away thankful when you realize of what he's doing, when you realize of what he's done for others in his word, then that changes. So you need to really make sure that your focus is correct, because if you keep your eyes on the circumstances, your focus particularly at the moment is going to go negative. If you keep your eyes on God, if you spend time with him, you will come away thankful.
Just on that, Angela, Campbell brought up a very similar point. How do you read the Bible? So when do you do it? Do you follow a plan? Any advice, tips? Because it is something that all of us do find difficult. So just share some of your plans. And
I think you need to mark out a time in the day and then scrap that plan, because it doesn't always work like that, particularly whenever there's a life can still be busy even in lockdown. I think it's, you know, I have set aside times, and then I've not beaten myself up on days where I couldn't. I've also encouraged myself and others from previous experience to take a book and write down some promises, to actually write out things that I maybe struggle with, and then I look for the promise in the Bible. I write it down into a book and then I go back to it. I'm trying also as well, it's something I learned when I became a parent, was that it was more difficult to maybe sit down and get an exact time. So I try to pray continuously, or to give thanks in certain circumstances, to make whatever you're doing or wherever you're going kind of like the holy ground, and spending time with God that way.
That's so helpful. And I heard somebody say, how do you pray more? And he just said, you just pray more. Whatever you feel, like pray and pray, and not to be a long, prolonged time. that's helpful. And are there any other lessons, Angela, that you have learned during the last lockdown, or the last year or so, that you're sort of holding on to and finding helpful as you anticipate another year of uncertainties?
Well, I always said that if I didn't work, I'd have a house that sat pretty all the time. I've learned that that's a lie. But on a serious note, I've learned, and I'll probably relearn, and I'll probably have to revisit them, because I kind of feel like often my walk with God can be like that. That I've learned something and then I quickly forget and I have to go back. But I've learned that God is still at work. In fact, he's even more at work now than maybe, you know, before, if that's possible. The church is not closed. The church is open. We've been blessed to have you guys, and we've been blessed to have so many things to stay connected to with church. You need to use that. You need to stay connected to church, to house groups, to your church family, to keep yourself encouraged, to keep yourself walking in the way that we need to be. Also as well, is we have so many resources to hand at the minute that we can connect people to church. More people are going to church now, I believe, than there were before, because we can share or like something to them. I find it quite exciting whenever I can see people looking at things to do with God and with church that I'm sharing online, that I know I would never get through a church door. So God's kingdom is still being built. There's not a holiday from that. So we need to keep finding new and different ways to keep pushing forward in that. And that can be quite exciting.
Absolutely. And these are certainly challenging times, but there are also times of real opportunity as well. It's important for us to realize the two things that are going on.
Yeah.
And so thanks for sharing today. We're going to say a big thank you to everybody who shared tonight. We do hope that you have found it helpful as you anticipate another lockdown. During this next number of Sunday evenings, we're going to be doing a series on some of the emotions that come to the surface during lockdown. It'll be really helpful, really practical series based on God's word, the truths and the reality of God's word for every day. So do join us here on YouTube on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. and you can also catch it on the podcast. God bless you all.